Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to your one-stop shop for horror news, true crime, and real-life tales of the unexplained, Monsters at Midnight, The Revenge. Episodes of Monsters upload on a bi-weekly format every other Saturday. I'm your host, your favorite escaped madman, loose on the airwaves, terrorizing your eardrums, Matt Schaefer. Today, we'll be combing the highest-rated horror films of Letterboxd and deciding what sits at the top and what trickles down to the bottom. Lock your doors, bolt your windows, and turn out the lights. Monsters at Midnight, The Motherfucking Revenge rides again. Our tier lists still popular? They were really big on YouTube, and my friends and I used to do them all the time, but I don't know how popular they actually are anymore. But this is something that I thought could be fun, because who doesn't like a good tier list? I think I saw Anthony Fantano doing one the other day, and I think that's what gave me this idea. I wanted to do a tier list on horror films, and I was looking through tiermaker.com, and I wasn't really digging any of the ones that I was finding. A lot of them had either, like, too many that I hadn't seen, or a lot of sequels, or this, that, and the other thing. And so I made my own. I looked up on Letterboxd a list of the top 250 highest-rated horror films, and made a tier list based off of that. Now, that being said, I still haven't seen a lot of these. I think that my Letterboxd said that I had seen 75 out of the 250, so there's going to be a lot of haven't seen this, because there's also a lot of foreign films, a lot of J-horror, a lot of older stuff that I haven't, and some stuff that I haven't even heard of. So I do have a tier list set up here with an S column, A, B, C, D, F, and I also have the haven't seen column, which a fair amount of these are going to end up in. And I'll kind of go into my thoughts briefly on why I think each movie belongs in that category, and we'll go from there, and we'll kind of get to it here, because we've got a lot of movies to go through. I should also mention that when I was uploading all the images for this tier list, it's not in the exact order that they are ranked in on Letterboxd, that Letterboxd list. So that the order that we'll go through these movies has no bearing on how highly they're actually rated on Letterboxd, but I'll provide a link to this tier list in the description for this episode as well, if you would like to do it yourself. Starting off with Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Absolute classic. Pretty much the forerunner of the twist ending in horror films, but on top of that, just an elegantly crafted, suspenseful, thrilling picture with great performances and an iconic score from Bernard Herrmann. It is one of my absolute favorite movies, if you listen to my top 100 favorite films episodes, so I have no problem putting Psycho in the S tier. Next, we have the silent classic, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. I really enjoy this movie. The moody atmosphere, the gothic German expressionistic makeup and set designs are just absolutely stunning and beautiful. Out of the silent films and silent horror films that I've seen, this is definitely one of my favorites. That being said, silent horror films are harder for me to get into because it is purely a visual experience. This movie is just a little bit over an hour long, and still feels really slow moving. However, that being said, there is plenty to love with this movie. It's nightmarish sequences, and again, kind of a cool, spooky twist ending too. So I'm going to put Cabinet of Dr. Caligari in the A column. Next up we have, I believe that says Helter Skelter. I have not seen that. Looks like some J-horror thing. Another one I haven't seen, one of the Gamera movies. I have not seen that as well. Up next, Take Shelter, also have not seen, although I have, I ashamedly have had a friend's copy of it sitting on my TV stand for months now. One of these days, I promise, I will get around to watching that if you are listening to this episode, Tanya. Now we have one that I have seen, Audition. This movie is fucking horrifying. This movie, and such a bait-and-switch movie, too. This movie really starts off as this kind of oddball, meandering, pseudo-romantic comedy about a filmmaker who stages a fake audition, essentially to find a girlfriend, and things go horribly, horribly wrong from there. I'm going to put Audition in the A category, purely out of respect. It's not one I revisit often, because it just truly gets under my skin, so I think that makes it worthy to be in the A column. Next up, another Asian horror film. I can't quite read what the title that is, but I know I have not seen it. Cemetery Man. I would love to see this movie at some point. Ever since I saw it spotlighted on James Rolfe's Cinemassacre's Monster Madness, I've really wanted to see this movie. One of these days I'm going to need to get around to that. Italian horror film starring Rupert Everett about cemetery attendants that need to be around because, like, all the corpses turn into zombies after midnight or something like that. I don't know. It looks fun. I want to see it. This looks like some sort of Bollywood thing that I have definitely not seen. Maybe one of these days. Something else I have not seen. That's going to be a lot of this. Another Ghosts of Yotsuya. I have not seen. Some of these, when I uploaded the images of the posters, they're very, very small, and the titles are hard to read, so I apologize for that as well if you do this for yourself at any point. Taste of Fear. I've never heard of it. Never seen it. What We Do in the Shadows. Finally saw this past October. Fun movie. Fun mockumentary-style film about these vampires that live together in Australia. And sort of follows them on their day-to-day life. You have a lot of that sort of style that The Office popularized. Well, I guess not really The Office. It's a mockumentary style, so it goes back to, like, Spinal Tap and stuff like that. But most people nowadays would know it from The Office, where it's interjected with, like, interviews from these characters. And it's a very funny movie. I'm going to put it in the B category, because at the end of the day, I think it's a solid film, but more a great proof of concept for the TV series, which I really do love. I need to watch the latest season now that it is out. Great proof of concept. I just think the show executes a lot of the ideas in this movie better. What is this? Strangler versus Strangler? I never even heard of that. Never seen it. Despite the Night. Not seen it. Todd Browning's Freaks. Not seen it. One of these days I really need to, but I have not seen it. Ravenous, not seen it, not even heard of it. Santa Sangre, not seen it. The Wolf House, when I was looking this movie up, it looked really bizarre, like some sort of stop-motion deal, but I have not seen it. This Night I Possess Your Corpse. I would love to see this movie, the sort of Coffin Joe films that came out of Brazil, if I'm not mistaken, but I have not seen it. Mandy. I've talked about this movie enough on the podcast that you know that it has to go in the S tier for me. My favorite Nick Cage movie. Surreal, nightmarish, twisted revenge movie by way of Hellraiser that I just absolutely adore. Diabolique. I would like to see this, as I've heard about it for years. Old French film, but I have not. Angst. Have not seen it. Anguish. Have not seen it. I'm not sure what this is, but I know I have not seen it. Carnival of Souls. This might be a hot take. I actually have seen Carnival of Souls, and I am not a huge fan of it. It's painfully slow, really drab. It has some cool visuals, and you can definitely see where George Romero got a lot of inspiration for Night of the Living Dead. But beyond that, this movie just does absolutely nothing for me, and I have no qualms putting it in the D category. And it's a hot take because this movie is really regarded as a classic. This is another one of those movies where it's like, for not being very long, for having a running time that's just over an hour long, it just feels like an eternity because I don't. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I just remember nothing about it really grabbed me until the climax. And it also has a twist ending that, especially being spoiled by today's day and age, you can kind of see coming from a mile away. The original Cat People, not the Paul Schrader, Malcolm McDowell one. I have not seen the original Cat People. I don't really want to, but I would like to see the Paul Schrader one. That one looks crazy. Cure, I think this is a movie that Mac was talking to me about on the episode that Mac was on. I would like to see it, but I have not. Gamera 2, have not seen it. It's so funny. Some of these movies, it's like, really? Horror? But, I mean, I guess I don't know what else you would categorize like those sort of Japanese monster movies as. What is this? Dementia? I have not seen that. Island of Lost Souls? Have not seen it. But I would like to. I'm a Bela Lugosi fan. A Quiet Place? Still have not seen it. Maybe one of these days I will get around to it. Black Christmas? Also an easy pick going in the S tier for me. I adore this movie. Another movie that still successfully gets under my skin. I talked a lot about this in the Black Christmas Old versus New versus Newer episode. If you want more of my thoughts, excuse me, you can go there. Beauty and the Beast, not the Disney classic, but something else I've not seen. The Fall of the House of Usher. Now, this isn't the Vincent Price, Roger Corman produced one, which I actually have seen. I believe this one is older, like came out from the 30s, so I have not seen that one. I really like the Roger Corman, Vincent Price House of Usher. That's a fun, spooky movie. Faust, I have not seen. Half the title is cut off on this one. I don't know what that is. Have not seen it. Frankenstein, the 1932 classic? Or is it 31? This is 31, yeah. It was embarrassing. I have a soft spot for this movie. I saw this movie when I was very young and freaked me out. And I've also been really fascinated by the character of Frankenstein in the book and stuff like that. Frankenstein and a lot of the old Universal horror movies, again, are hard to go back to because they are very slow moving. But for the pure reason of coming into the age of talking films, that no one knew how to do movies other than to shoot them like theater. There's a lot of words, 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 and not a whole lot of dynamic action. Obviously, there's some great highlights. It has a fantastic opening and finale, and Colin Clive is great in the role. I'm going to put Frankenstein in the. I'm gonna put it in the B category just because I do have a soft spot for it, and it is such a classic. However, it's always far more boring when I rewatch it. Hitchcock's Frenzy. I've not seen this movie. I've barely heard of this movie, if I'm being honest. The original Funny Games. I have not seen. Ganja and Hess. I would really like to see this movie, given it's one of the only other movies that Dwayne Jones was in, the star of Night of the Living Dead, and I also hear this movie is really good, so I would like to see that at some point. Here it looks like we have one of the Godzilla movies, which I have not seen. Sue me, I have not seen a single Godzilla movie. I don't really dig on big monster movies, it's just not my thing. Something called Gozu, it looks like, I have not seen. Guilty, excuse me, Guilty of Romance, I have not seen. The Phantom Carriage, I have not seen. The Incredible Shrinking Man, I have not seen. The original, the first Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which I have not seen. I would like to at some point. I Walked with a Zombie, have not seen. The 70s, Donald Sutherland, Jeff Goldblum, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which I would also really like to see, but have not seen. King Kong, if I've seen this movie, it has been a literal million years. The original 30s King Kong. So I'm gonna, for the sake of argument, just put it in haven't seen, because even if I've seen it, I cannot fairly rank it. Something else I haven't seen. Here we go. Something I've seen. Manhunter. I love this movie. I think this is also one that I've talked about a lot, and talked about in the top 100 favorite films episode. I love Michael Mann's Manhunter. I think it is an excellent neo-noir thriller with great performances and a very moody aesthetic that is also very vibrant and very 80s. I'm going to put it in the A column. Dario Argento's Deep Red. I enjoy Deep Red. It has a lot of pacing issues. Giallo movies kind of have that issue where the bouts of violence are the bits that you remember the most, because they're in such stark contrast to the sort of by-the-numbers detective stories that they normally are. I'm going to put Deep Red in the B category. It does have a phenomenal Goblin soundtrack, which I do adore. I have no idea what that says, but I have not seen it. Oh, I remember this poster, though. This movie looked crazy when I was looking it up. David Lynch's Eraserhead. Eraserhead is a freaky fucking movie. More conceptually than anything else. Some of those practical effects are just nauseating. A deep, dark, nightmarish film that I'm going to put in the A category. The Unknown, starring Lon Chaney Sr. I have not seen it. Okay, here we go. The Hammer Dracula, known as Horror of Dracula in the United States. I really enjoy this movie. I think Christopher Lee is a simultaneously sexy and menacing Dracula. The performances in this movie across the board are great. It has great set dressing. Oh, Peter Cushing in this too. Fucking phenomenal. It has great set dressing. It's very gothic, very moody. Great interpretation of the Dracula story. A little on the dry side at points. I'm going to put it in the B column. Bones and All, would like to see it, have not seen it. Tales from the Hood, would also like to see it, have not seen it. Jordan Peele's Nope, I really enjoyed this movie. I would like to rewatch it because I have not seen it since it was in theaters. I like that this was sort of Jordan Peele's like big blockbuster horror movie, something akin to like Jaws or something like that. I love the performances and the characters in this movie. It is gorgeous looking, with a great use of music and licensed soundtrack. However, at the end of the day, I think it's a little bloated and a little long-winded. It doesn't move at quite the same clip that Get Out and Us do, but I am still going to put it in the A category. I'm going to put it in the A category. Under the Blossoming Something, which I have not seen, Vampire with a Y, which I have not seen, because it's from, like, the Stone Age. As he's seen Cabin of Dr. Caligari. The Descent. I have not seen this all the way through. What I have seen is absolutely terrifying, and that's why I've been so cautious to actually watch it all the way through. One of these days, I'm going to need to get around to doing that. Let the Right One In. I would love to watch this at some point, but I have not seen it. Possessor. Brandon Cronenberg's Possessor. Twisted sci-fi warped fucking movie with some crazy visuals and outlandish gore. I would love to put this in the A category. Reanimator. Reanimator is so fucking gross in the best way possible, and also just like piss your pants funny. Jeffrey Combs is so darkly comedic as Herbert West. And of course, it's just a lot of memorable moments that we don't necessarily need to get into, but I am going to put Reanimator in the B category. Great movie, just not one that I find myself revisiting very often. I don't know what this next one is. I also don't know what this next one is. It looks like some sort of J-horror little girl. What we have here, oh, this is, whatever that Stoker movie is. Oh, it's just called Stoker. I have not seen this. I don't know much about this movie. I know people who have seen it, but I have not seen it. Don't Let the River Beast Get You. I have no fucking idea what this is. Okay, here we go. Gaspar Noé's climax. I thought this movie was pretty insufferable. This movie was exhausting to get through, but not for the reasons why I think the filmmakers intended. After a while, the whole style of like the one take and the visuals and everything just got super draining and super old really fast. And it's another one of those movies where like a lot of shit happens, but like nothing really happens in the movie, and it ultimately just kind of boils down to a story of like, wow, wouldn't it be crazy if like you did a bunch of drugs and you didn't know it? That'd be fucking crazy, dude. So I'm gonna put Climax in the D category, which again might be a hot take. I know people really like this movie, but apart from being pretty until I got tired of it pretty fast, I was not in it. And it's also just one of those like feel bad movies where it's like unapologetically fucked up towards the end of it in the sort of way where people are like, oh yeah, I love fucked up movies, just get off on. It's not for me. The Skin I Live In, I have not seen. Mad Love, I have not seen. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, I would like to see because I've heard about it for forever, but I have not seen it. The Suspiria remake, I still have not seen. Maybe one of these days. Green Room, great movie. Intense as fuck. Fucking, and also socially relevant as well as ever. I love the idea of these punks literally being trapped in a green room by neo-Nazis and having to escape. So many great performances in this killer movie. I think I'm going to put it in the A category. Get Out is going to go in the S category for me, because I think Get Out is one of the most socially relevant and important horror films to come out in the last decade, 2 decades even. I think this movie is absolutely killer. And solidified Jordan Peele as being one of my favorite voices in modern horror. Dario Argento's Opera. I remember really liking this movie, but apart from the visual that's attached to like all the posters, I really don't remember that much about it. I remember it being a solid, gnarly, suspenseful Dario Argento flick. I'm gonna put it in the B category. Ginger Snaps. I would like to see it. I have not seen it. Demonia. Never heard of it. The Other Side of the Underneath, never heard of it. Oh, here we go. Here's the big one that, like. Is Jaws a horror movie? I mean, kind of. It has elements of a horror movie. But either way, Jaws is pretty great. I saw Jaws all the way through pretty late in life, so I don't have this sort of emotional connection that a lot of people do, but it's still a solid ass movie. I'm going to put it in the A category. In a Glass Cage? Don't know what that is. Blood and Black Lace. Would like to see it. Have not seen it. Mario Bava in general is a blind spot for me. What is that? Encounters of the Spooky Kind? That looks hilarious, but I have not seen it. Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. I think I'm going to put this in the C category. The Birds, impressive visuals, especially for the time. I was just never really sold on the concept to begin with. I started rewatching. Someone uploaded the Bravo miniseries that aired like years and years and years ago about the top 100 scariest movie moments, and everyone was just going on and on about the Birds. And I was like, I don't know. I've just never been sold on the concept. I remember it. The actors were fine. I remember the pacing was fine. It was just, and the visuals were fine. I don't find Birds scary, and I don't find the concept of being swarmed by birds scary. It's one of those concepts that's just like so obtuse where it's like, man, wouldn't it be terrible if like you were pecked apart by birds? And it's like, I mean, yeah, I guess, but it's not something that it doesn't do for the shower what it does was trying to do for birds. Let's just put it that way. Nosferatu, the silent classic, which I'm gonna put in the B category because, unlike the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, this one does not hold my interest at all. I think the last time I tried to watch Nosferatu, I fell asleep. Beautiful looking movie nonetheless, iconic visuals. One of the first, like, most famous adaptations of the Dracula story, but the silent movies, dude, are just a little harder for me to get through. The Frederick March, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde I have not seen, but I would like to at some point. Gemini I have not seen. The Golem I have also not seen. The Host I have not seen. I would like to at some point. Tetsuo the Iron Man. I would like to see it, but I'm also nervous too because it looks gross as fuck. Jigoku? Don't know what that is. Have not seen it. The Funny Games remake, I have not seen. Shaun of the Dead, I have seen, and I think I'm going to put that in the S category. It's a, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are so funny together, and Edgar Wright's visual style and comedic writing just flow and blend so well together that when he does comedy, it is just certified bangers. Shaun of the Dead, I will put in the S category. Lunacy, have not seen. The Boxer's Omen, have not seen. Awakening of the Beast, oh, another Coffin Joe flick, I have not seen. I would like to. Mr. Vampire, I've not seen that. House, Japanese classic. I'm going to put this in the A category. It's basically Evil Dead 2 on speed. This movie is righteous. Visually bizarre, and everything about this movie is bizarre in the best way possible. Super funny, lighthearted, but also like unapologetically dark and conceptually fucked up at some points. I really like this movie. It does get a little grating on revisits, but I love House. That's gonna go in the A column. Train to Busan. I think I shall put this in the S category. I think this movie moves at a really awesome pace. I think it is finally like a fresh new zombie film after they were so played out. Emotional and devastating at points too. Very claustrophobic. Great working horror vehicle there, pun intended. Carrie, this is where I'm going to lose a lot of people. I'm going to put Carrie in the C category. Carrie just does not do that much for me. Brian De Palma's direction is fantastic. It has great performances, and that finale is obviously iconic and phenomenally done. So iconic that it's pretty much the whole trailer of the movie, which is super cool. However, this just showcases all of the Stephen King tropes that I am not a fan of, and even for being, which is funny, for being his first book. It would be different seeing it back then, but like seeing it after like knowing all these tropes and being so familiar with them, it's just so funny how on display they are. So I am going to unfortunately have to put Carrie in the C category. Angel something, don't know what that is. Pulse, I have not seen. Inland Empire, I have seen, and I'm going to put this as well in the C category. It is a visually arresting movie with that lo-fi digital grain and really like uncomfortably close cinematography. But to be mind-fucked by David Lynch, I need more of a narrative thread than what I get in Inland Empire, and this movie is just so goddamn long. It is a very successful horror movie, as in, I am terrified from the movie starts to when it finishes, and I don't know why, though. crazy movie. I'm putting it in the C category, but I do have respect for it. It's not unwatchable, especially if you're familiar with David Lynch's filmography, but it's definitely one of my least favorite from him. Empire of the Passions, have not seen. Something of Dr. Morales, which I have not seen. This looks like some sort of kung fu horror thing, which I have not seen. There's a lot of Asian horror. I know J-horror is super popular, it's unfortunately a big blind spot for me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I'm going to put in the A category. It is a near-perfect horror film. Some of the characters are a little flat for my liking. Not the family, obviously. The like main characters, the teenagers, are a little flat, but it is incredible. And that finale is intense and unhinged, and you get that like that sweaty grit baked heat from the cinematography. Great movie. Careful, haven't seen it. Raw. I love Raw. I need to rewatch Raw. French film about a girl who discovers that she's a cannibal. It's a kind of a twisted coming of age story, darkly comedic at points, and also just really uncomfortable and intense. I'm gonna put it in the A category. I really like Raw. What is that? Thirst? I haven't seen it. The Witch. I'm going to put The Witch in the B category. It is, of course, a slow burn sort of. Is The Witch actually A24? It seems like it is. It is, yes. Okay. So it has all those trappings. The set design is incredible. The dedication to the of the time English language is also phenomenal. Uncomfortable throughout. I'm gonna put it in the B category though, just because it is a little too slow moving for my taste. The Orphanage, I haven't seen it. Addiction, I haven't seen that. The Lost Boys, S. Lost Boys is another one though. It was like, is it really a horror movie? Not really. It is like one of the most 80s movies ever made though. I fucking love The Lost Boys. The soundtrack, the visuals, the costuming, the performances. A good splatstick horror film with a blend of coming of age comedy. Really enjoy it. The Abominable Doctor Five, the Abominable Doctor Fives, excuse me. I really remember enjoying this movie, but I don't remember a lot of it. So I'm gonna put it in the B category. It's sort of like proto Saw in a lot of ways, where this guy's getting revenge on the doctors who failed to save his wife after a horrible accident or something like that. And he puts them in these just like elaborate traps that I think are themed after like the Seven Deadly Sins. No, that's no. I think in the sequel, it's themed after the plagues of Egypt. The first one, it might have. I forget what the if they're themed off of anything, but a cool movie. I would love to rewatch it. It's going in the B category. I digress. I don't know what this is. I can barely read the title, but the cover is clearly parodying Sound of Music, so it must have a sense of humor. Evil Dead 2. That also is going in the S tier. It's in my top 10 favorite movies. If you haven't heard me talk about Evil Dead 2, you haven't been listening to the show, I guess. Dawn of the Dead. I'm gonna put that in A. It's a little bloated, for it to be in the S tier, but I do respect the hell out of it. That Tom Savini gore, the characters, the performances, again, that Goblin soundtrack, the dark yet hopeful atmosphere, the joy, the terror. It's a great fucking movie. Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. Now, this is gonna be a complicated one. I think at the end of the day, I am gonna put it just in the A tier, as much as I do love this movie, and I do really am emotionally affected every time I watch it. I really do need to watch one of those fan edits that puts in a lot of the deleted material. It just makes the movie so much better. Twin Peaks as Fire Walk With Me as is has a lot of problems in terms of the flow of the narrative. So that's why I'm going to put it in the A tier. Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, standard director's cut, not a fan or theatrical cut, not a fan edit, goes in the A tier. It would be S tier if I was judging like the Blue Rose edit or something like that. Repulsion, I have not seen. Hour of the Wolf, not seen. Bone Tomahawk, I have seen, but it's been a million years. I remember the ending being super fucked. I don't remember much about it other than it being kind of a dry western. So I'm going to put it in the B column. The Wicker Man. Regrettably, the original Wicker Man, which I have not seen. I would like to see. It was the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man, obviously, would be in the S tier. Oh, here we go. Let's break some hearts all over again. Midsummer, D. I'm sorry. I maybe I should rewatch it. Maybe I should watch the extended director's cut. I don't know. Just every time I remember this movie and think about this movie, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. And if you love the movie, that's great. I know a lot of people that can really get into this movie. And a lot of people seem to just really like it because it's so trippy, and so, like, atmospherically weird. It's a gorgeous looking movie, I will not deny that, but I just cannot stand any of the characters, the painful foreshadowing, the message I guess is trying to have. It's not for me. D tier. I don't know what this is. I haven't seen it. I cannot fucking read what that says, but I know I haven't seen it. Spiral Staircase? Have not seen that. The Innocents? Have not seen that. The silent Lon Chaney classic, The Phantom of the Opera, which I think I have seen probably on TCM at some point, but do not remember at all. So I'm going to put it in haven't seen it. The House That Jack Built. From what I remember, this is the only Lars von Trier movie that was on the list, which is bizarre because I thought this one was kind of regarded as one of his worst. Either way, I haven't seen any of his movies, so and I don't really have a huge desire to. He just sounds like he makes misery porn as well, so you can miss me with that shit. Don't Look Now is an incredible film, incredibly spooky, with a just dark gut-punching twist, and this somber tone throughout the entire movie. I'm gonna put it in the A tier. Titan, or Titan, I'm not sure how you're supposed to say it. I've not seen it, I've heard good things. Oh, is this the original The Innocents? I literally cannot read what that is. I have not seen it, though. The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. S tier. S tier, S tier, S tier! I don't think I really need to go into why. Images. I have not seen that. Bram Stoker's Dracula. I have not seen all the way through. I would like to. What I have seen is batshit, so I really want to see it all the way through, but for the sake of fairness, I am putting it in haven't seen. The Francis Ford Coppola one with Gary Oldman, obviously. Dante's Inferno. Haven't seen. Haven't read. Videodrome. It's such a mind fuck of a movie. Like, someone was asking me, what is Videodrome about? And I was like, I don't know. It's like a pirate TV channel and a stomach vagina and a cancer gun and a tape and fucking Blondie. I can't remember. Debbie Harry. It's a weird movie. Really like it. Going in the B column. Callum. Cold Fish. Haven't seen it. Return of the Living Dead. It's fucking hilarious movie. One of the best zombie comedies ever. Not quite as good as Shaun of the Dead though for me, so I'm gonna put it in the A tier. Not like they have to be mutually exclusive, but Return of the Living Dead is so funny, so darkly warped, and has great characters. Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust. I have seen the first Vampire Hunter D, which I fucking adore. That would be S tier, but I haven't seen Bloodlust. So the original Vampire Hunter D, from what I remember, is not on this list. So if this is even better than the first Vampire Hunter D, I need to check it out. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I have not seen. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. I love this movie, and I rewatched it fairly recently. It holds up really well. There's really not anything super problematic about it. It's just a good screwball comedy with the Universal Monsters, which has Bela Lugosi and Lon Chaney Jr. back, and the fucking Abbott and Costello are so funny to me. I know it's a boomer ass humor, but it's so funny to me. It's going in the A tier. Holds up remarkably better than a lot of their movies do, because I know there's a lot of them that are like whitewashed or like jingoistic and stuff like that. Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street, S tier. So creative, so imaginative, so spooky, so fun, so love. Halloween, S tier. I have the goddamn poster tattooed on my arm. It has to be in the S tier. November. I think that's what that says. I haven't seen it. Black Swan, would like to see it. Have not seen it. I would like to see a Darren Aronofsky that I like, and not one that made me so mad, like Mother. Evil Dead, the first Evil Dead. That's going A tier. I love the first Evil Dead. It's just the Evil Dead 2 does it so much better. But I have nothing but respect and love for the original Evil Dead. Spooky Cabin in the Woods movie. Big, low-budget filmmakers as inspiration there. Love it, love it, love it, love it! Still gonna put it in the A tier. David Cronenberg's The Fly. This is also going to go in the A tier. Somber, sad movie with just the gnarliest practical effects imaginable. Like, probably grosser than The Things in a lot of ways. And just, like, what a sad movie. Horrific body horror. So good. So well done. And also one of the only movies I can tolerate Jeff Goldblum in. And he's fucking shredded in this movie. It's really bizarre. All right. We are plowing through. We're about halfway through. Army of Darkness. Oh, S tier. S tier. I don't even care. Army of Darkness is also, like, not a horror movie. It's just not. But it's in the S tier. It's so funny. It's so quotable. It has great set design and imagination. It's masterpiece. The Wailing. I would like to see it. Have not seen it. A lot of my friends have seen it, so it's really good. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. A tier. Such a good lampooning of the slasher movie formula with these two just lovable main characters. I need to rewatch it. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Blind Beast. Don't know what that is. Retribution. Don't know what that is. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Not really a horror movie, but I'm going to put that in the... I'm going to put it in the B tier. I love Rocky Horror, but it's really designed to be seen in that live theater environment with the riffing and the performances and shit like that. Because if you just, like, it's not one I'm just going to pop on and watch by myself, because it's kind of a dopey, low-budget, horny musical, which I know is the point. But it's just not one that I watch by myself. The whole draw of Rocky Horror is to see it at a midnight screening. It's supposed to be a B movie, so it's gonna go in the B tier. Sue me. Alien. I'm gonna go A tier for Alien. Alien is so good. Alien is just so good. So tight. It's basically a haunted house movie in outer space with one hell of a great creature design. I need to get around to seeing the sequels. That is embarrassing that I have not seen at least Aliens, but I love Alien. A tier. A for Alien. Martin, George A. Romero's favorite movie that he did, which I think is pretty good. Again, it's just a little dry, a little slow, but it has a lot of imagination and a lot of great visuals. I'm going to put it in the B tier. They need to release it on Blu-ray in the fucking American region. I'm sick of Europe getting all the cool releases of these horror movies. I guess I could, the answer is get a region-free Blu-ray player, but I'm still gonna bitch about it. And also, if that, like, extended cut ever exists, I would love to see that. Dario Argento's Tenebre. Tenebre, I never know how to, I'm not sure how to say that movie, but I have not seen it. Because I can't pronounce it. I don't watch movies I can't pronounce. That's not true. The Fan. Don't know what it is. Hereditary. I like it a lot more than fucking Midsommar. But I still, at the end of the day, and I'm sorry, it's going in the B column. It peaks so hard and so fast and is so shocking up front that no amount of great Toni Collette performance can mask the fact that it just becomes a bog-standard witch story after that event at the beginning of the movie. That being said, it's still got under my skin and a genuine reaction from me, but as the dust settles, I'm sorry, it's in the B column. And no, I will never see Bo is Afraid. I don't want to see Bo is Afraid. The Man Who Laughs. I'm familiar with the Rob Zombie song it inspired, but I need to get around to watching this movie one of these days. Black Sunday. I need to get around to watching that. Celia. I don't know what that is. In the Mouth of Madness. This one blew my fucking mind that it was on the top 250 highest rated horror movies Letterboxd, but fuck yeah, I'm so happy it is. A tier. Fucking love In the Mouth of Madness. So zany and goofy, but also twisted and dark and surreal, with Sam Neill just going full tilt insano mode in it, and Jürgen Prochnow for like 2 minutes. Oh, such a delightful movie, and that crazy fucking theme song that John Carpenter came up with, it's pretty much just Enter Sandman. So good. Ichi the Killer. Have not seen it. Want to get around to it. The original Candyman. That's going to be an S tier for me. A gothic horror film that takes place in modern-day Chicago with one of the most just incredibly intimidating and memorable horror movie icons ever. Love Candyman. Shin Godzilla. Haven't seen. Something with Rock Hudson. Does that say Seconds? I don't know. Haven't seen it. One Cut of the Dead. I would like to have not seen it. 28 Days Later, I'm going to put in the B column, mainly because it's been a million years since I've seen it, and I don't remember it super well, but I remember really liking it, and it's due for a revisit, so for the time being, I'm going to put it in the B column. I don't know what the fuck that says. Almost looks like cum shot. I don't know what that says, but I haven't seen it. Le Mans du Diable. The Hand of the Devil. I the Diabolical Hand. I don't know what this is. I haven't seen it. Dead Alive. Brain Dead. I need to see it. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. It's so hard to find it streaming anywhere. And it's like super rare and out of print on DVD and shit too. One of these days I'll get around to watching it. Something I don't want to get around to watching, though, is Martyrs. Martyrs looks fucked, and it just looks like not my type of fucked. Dead of Night, have not seen. Dead Ringers, would like to see it, have not seen it. The Exorcist, that's going in the 8 column. Every time I rewatch The Exorcist, I have more of an appreciation for it. It has some genuinely haunting and unsettling moments in it. A terrifying, intense atmosphere. Is it the scariest movie ever made? I don't think so, and that's probably why when I first saw it, I wasn't super impressed. But I respect it a lot more on every rewatch, so it is going in the A column. The Long Walk, don't know what that is. Black Sabbath, don't know what that is. No, I do know what that is. I'm an idiot. I haven't seen it. I would like to see it. It playing across the street from where Black Sabbath was recording, essentially, like, inspired them to create the band. It wasn't from where they were recording. They saw it on the marquee somewhere. The story is, like, they saw it on the marquee somewhere, and either Tony Iommi or someone was like, can't you believe that people just pay to be scared? And so they decided to make Black Sabbath and reshape their, like, sound that they were going for, and essentially becoming one of the pioneers of heavy metal. And I have a Black Sabbath tattoo, but I haven't seen this movie. Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, just because it has horror in the title doesn't make it a horror movie. I mean, it's a creature feature, but Little Shop of Horrors is going in the S tier. Especially if it's the director's cut. I love the music, I love the performances, I love the special effects. It's so fun, it's so delightfully corny, but also kind of like spooky, silly romp. I love it. So good. The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, I would love to see it, have not seen it. The Seventh Curse, have not seen it. An American Werewolf in London, kind of dry, but I still really like it, and it obviously has great effects. And some really funny moments. I'm gonna put it in the B column. Curse of the Demon, I've heard about this movie, but I have not seen it. The Hitcher, I really want to see The Hitcher, but I have not seen it. Mad God, I have seen. Weird-ass stop-motion movie. One of the wettest, slimiest animated films I've ever seen. And also took like 30-plus years to create. I'm going to put it in the B category, mainly out of respect. It's not one I'm in a mega hurry to revisit. Singapore Sling? I have not seen it. I've heard of The Cocktail, though. Peeping Tom? I actually have seen. It's been a long, long time. I'm going to put it in the C category, because I remember it being enjoyable, but again, kind of dull and slow. And also just, it's so funny what were like controversial movies in the 60s and stuff like that. I Saw the Devil. I've seen this movie everywhere, pretty much ever since it came out on streaming services and stuff. I've not seen it, I would like to. Another Godzilla film, have not seen. The Lighthouse, I would like to see it, have not seen it. What Happened to Baby Jane, I really want to see this. There's a Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, whatever it is, I want to see it, I really do. Morgiana, I have not seen. The Omen, this is another one that's probably going to break some hearts, but I'm putting it in the C category. It's just so dull, it's such a drab mystery. that has some really spooky moments, especially when that the scene, it's not really a spoiler because it happens early on and everyone knows about this scene, but when the nanny hangs herself and is like, "It's all for you, Damien." I just don't have a whole lot of love for The Omen. Kind of boring. C category. Angel Heart, I want to see. Have not seen it. Bedeviled, I have not seen it. Altered States, looks crazy. Have not seen it. Jacob's Ladder looks crazy. I have not seen it. Wreck, and I believe this is the original Spanish Wreck. I have not seen it. The Japanese Ring, I have not seen. I've seen the American Ring. Not a huge fan of it. I don't know if the Japanese one's any better, but maybe. I've never seen it. Us, I'm going to put in the A category. I think Us just moves at such a great pace and has a good sense of humor. The only thing I really don't like is the twist because I think it's kind of bait and switchy, a little too convenient, but I really love the performances and the characters and how they have to play their like mirror doubles, and it's just there's some great moments and a great soundtrack. Love that movie. The Brood. I haven't seen it. I would like to. The Shining, S tier. At this point in my life, I don't even think I need to explain why it's an S tier. Phantom of the Paradise. Again, another movie that I don't even think is supposed to be a horror film. It's like a rock musical reinterpretation of the Phantom of the Opera, by Brian De Palma. Have not seen it. Would like to. The Hidden. I would really like to see this, given it's got baby Kyle MacLachlan in it, but I have not seen it. Night of the Living Dead, S tier. The movie that pretty much made me become a horror movie fan. It scared the piss out of me when I was a little kid. Love that movie. Another big inspiration for low budget filmmaking. The Werner Herzog Nosferatu, I have not seen. The Cremator, not seen. Eyes Without a Face, I would like to see it. Have not seen it. Clear Out, I have not seen. The Haunting, I'm going to put this in the A category. The Haunting is such a good psychological, gothic ghost story with phenomenal performances and cinematography and sound design and set design, and I love it. And it's so spooky and so accessible. If you are skeptical of black and white movies, you need to get over it because this movie is just delightful. The Tenant, have not seen it. I would like to. Gremlins is going to be the A column. Love these little fuckers. That's a lot of fun. A lot of funny moments, a lot of gags, good performances. Great Christmas movie. I don't know. It's Gremlins, so it's not to like. Scream. I'm honestly going to put Scream in the S tier. Scream is just is almost like a comfort movie at this point. As the horror geek in me loves that it's a successful slasher movie while also being an homage and parody of slasher movies. The characters in it are the best in the entire series. I know, like, everyone disagrees on where the rankings of the sequels come, but this movie on its own is S tier for me. Love it, love it, love it, love it. The Day of the Beast, I have not seen. Thesis, I have not seen. Possession, really want to see, have not seen it. The Devil's Backbone, regrettably have not seen. Guillermo del Toro's filmography is a blind spot for me. I've seen, was it Crimson Peak and Blade 2, and that's it. Day of the Dead, I need to rewatch Day of the Dead. It's been entirely too long, especially since it's had this sort of resurgence as being one of the like best horror films ever made. But I'm going to put it in the B category because I remember really liking it, but not much else beyond that. Onibaba, have not seen. Who Can Kill a Child? What? I've not seen that. A Tale of Two Sisters, I've not seen. Don't Torture a Duckling, I would like to, but I've not seen it, given that I'm a Lucio Fulci fan. Noroi, I have not seen. Pearl, I still really need to see Pearl, given how much I liked X. X isn't on the list. Pearl is. Whatever. Dario Argento's Phenomena. I've started Phenomena like three times, and something about it does not pull me in, so I have not seen it. Maybe one of these days. The Picture of Dorian Gray, have not seen. Curionico, have not seen. Rosemary's Baby, that's gonna be A tier. This is like gaslighting the movie, and it works so well to create an effective and disturbing horror environment. I really like this movie. It is a almost nauseating at how uncomfortable it makes me. Love Love Massage? I have no idea what this is. I haven't seen it. La Vie Nouvelle, have not seen. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. This is what I'm talking about. Which, regrettably, I don't think I've seen. I know I've seen The Witch's Ghost, but I don't think I've seen Zombie Island. The Stepford Wives, I've not seen. I would kind of like to. Circus? Is that all it's called? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Dario Argento's Suspiria is going to be S tier for me. Dreamy, nightmarish, vividly colored, spooky, gross, twisted, Great Goblin soundtrack. I don't know. I love Suspiria. S for Suspiria. Talk to me. Want to see it. Have not had the chance to see it yet. It's crazy. That movie is, like, brand new, and it's already in the top 200. I mean, that's kind of how Letterboxd works, so. Theater of Blood. I know I have seen, but don't remember much of. I remember enjoying it, but I remember it even less than The Abominable Dr. Fibes, and I only mention that because it's another Vincent Price movie. I'm going to put it in the C category. The Bad Seed, have not seen. Bride of Frankenstein, I'm actually going to put in the A category because it has a much more intelligent conversation about the characters from the novel, and it moves at a better place. It's a better movie than the first Frankenstein, in my opinion. I really like The Bride of Frankenstein. The Invisible Man. This is one I probably saw on TCM or AMC or something back in the day, but I do not remember at all. The Others, have not seen. The Penalty, have not seen. Tigers Are Not Afraid, I have definitely not seen. Tumbad, have not seen. Something else Asian, I have not seen. I actually haven't seen any of these last ones, so we'll just put these all in the haven't seen. Alright, so let's go through this. We'll start at the bottom. Nothing in the F tier. So, I mean, these movies are obviously the highest rated horror films of Letterboxd, so nothing in the F tier. Nothing that I thought was so egregiously bad. And remember, this is all my opinion, obviously. But in the D tier, we have Carnival of Souls, Climax, and Midsommar. And there's a lot of people who really like these movies who are not going to be happy with me, but that's pretty par for the course at this point. In the C tier, it's not going to get much better. Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, Carrie, Inland Empire, Peeping Tom, The Omen, and Theater of Blood. Really want to rewatch Theater of Blood. In the B tier, What We Do in the Shadows, Frankenstein, Deep Red, Horror of Dracula, Reanimator, Dario Argento's Opera, Nosferatu, The Witch, The Abominable Dr. Fibes, Bone Tomahawk, Videodrome, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Martin, Hereditary, 28 Days Later, An American Werewolf in London, Mad God, and Day of the Dead. You know, the more you think about it, the Rocky Horror Picture Show could honestly be in the C category, but it should be in the B category for the theater experience alone. In the A category, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, Audition, Manhunter, Eraserhead, Nope, Possessor, Green Room, Jaws, House, or House of, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Raw, Dawn of the Dead, Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, Don't Look Now, The Return of the Living Dead, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, The Evil Dead, The Fly, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Alien, In the Mouth of Madness, The Exorcist, Us, The Haunting, Gremlins, Rosemary's Baby, and The Bride of Frankenstein. And the movies that I consider to be the S tier of the top 250 horror films on Letterboxd are as follows. Psycho, Mandy, Black Christmas, Get Out, Shaun of the Dead, Train to Busan, The Lost Boys, Evil Dead 2, The Thing, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Army of Darkness, Halloween, Candyman, Little Shop of Horrors, The Shining, Night of the Living Dead, Scream, and Dario Argento's Suspiria. Again, I'm going to put the link to this tier list in the description for the video if you want to play along at home. Or anything else, you can let me know about your thoughts. If you agree or disagree with a lot of the takes that you heard today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe to Monsters at Midnight, the YouTube channel. I fucked that one up, but we're just gonna keep rolling with it. Have thoughts on today's episode or suggestions for future ones? Shoot us an email at monsters.midnight@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/mattflamingo. I try to write about everything I watch, so if you want thoughts on non-horror movies, you can head over there. Until next time, my tender lumplings.